That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Squarespace.com for sponsoring it. Squarespace.com allows you, someone who knows very little about the internet and how to build websites, to create a professional-looking website, blog, portfolio, or even online store. So if you have an idea for a website, but don't have a capable nerd to build it for you, check out squarespace.com/ifiwereyou. Follow the very simple instructions. Some of the plans even come with a domain name. As long as it's available, you can create the site and make it look as professional as humanly possible. And if it still doesn't make sense to you, they have 24/7 live customer support. That's right, someone on call, waiting for you any time of day, any day of the week. And as a little bonus, if you go to squarespace.com/ifiwereyou and use our coupon code ifiwereyou, you can get 10% off their already low, low prices. So what happened this episode? Well, basically, I won't bore you with the scheduling conflicts, but Jake is in New York. I'm in LA. We had to record an episode. So we asked our buddy Ben Schwartz to guest host the episode with me, not just be a guest on the show, but for the first time ever, actually guest host the show. So what resulted was a very wacky, funny, hilarious, but different episode of If I Were You. I think you guys will still dig it. But if this is your first episode ever, can I recommend starting with literally any other episode? But if you have heard the show before, or if you just love Ben, this is gonna be a wacky, wacky thrill ride. Let me just thank our other sponsor now, because Ben's sort of like a runaway train. I couldn't stop him and then go to a commercial in the middle. So thank you as well to AVG Cleaner, which is the quick and easy way to clean your Android for more space, longer battery life, and faster performance. The more you use your smartphone or tablet, the more junk accumulates, everything from browsing or calling history, unnecessary cache, unused apps. All this junk eats away at your already limited space and can potentially slow your phone down. It's available right now on Google Play for free. Just search AVG Cleaner on Google Play and download it. Once again, it's free and it's absolutely easy to use. When you launch AVG Cleaner, you get a simple screen showing you how much space is left on your phone and how much space you can get back. So thanks again. Download AVG Cleaner right now, absolutely free. Just go to Google Play and search for AVG Cleaner. That's AVG Cleaner. As you guys probably know, sponsors allow us to even make the show. So if you do find yourself in need of creating a website, or your Android phone's a little slow, check out squarespace.com, check out AVG Cleaner, and if not, then just enjoy this episode, you guys. Things got different.
Don't give up now, there is still hope. A podcast known for being hashtag dope. Jake and Amir know what to do. This much is true. If I were you, I were you, they'll always see me through. If I were you, I were you, bothered me anyway.
That's it. Holy shit. Allison McCarthy.
Way to go, Allison. It sounded like you were going to go for another 30 minutes. You did it like it was about to go. Can we start this off by saying how sick you are? Oh, come on. Look the other way. Point everything the other way. Stop. Don't look. He's so sick. Amir is so sick, and he didn't tell me. And he came to my apartment to record, and he's very sick.
This is the most... I mean, we got new microphones, but everything else is really fucking bootstrapping it right here. I mean, Jake's not even here. Your mic stand is on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 shoeboxes. You're facing the wall. I refuse to look at you.
I will not. And I wish you would look the other way. Oh, come on. Look the other way. I want you to look the other way.
You're killing me.
Look the other way.
I'm falling. You want me to actually stare?
Yeah, I want you to look the other way.
The entire show.
Yes.
We're going to be facing away from each other.
Yes.
Like a duel.
Yes.
Like a duel.
Like we're about to make a bunch of paces, then turn back and kill each other, but we're never going to look at each other.
All right. This is it. This is happening.
Can I ask you a real question?
Sure.
Did you purposely not tell me you're very, very sick? Because you know if you told me, I wouldn't do this?
I forgot you were kind of a hypochondriac.
No, it's not even... I get sick so easily.
Yeah, that's what that means, that you think you get sick very easily.
No, it's not that I think. I know that I do.
Yeah, so you're saying if you're an actual hypochondriac, you would know that you're a hypochondriac. So the fact that you think that you do get sick, and not just that you think you get sick, makes you not a hypochondriac?
I get sick very easily because I have a very low defense system. If anybody agrees with me that they have a similar thing, then at Amir Blumenfeld on Instagram. No, at Amir or at... Jake and Amir on Twitter.
What? What do you want them to tell me?
I want them to explain to you that they probably have a similar thing that I have, where maybe their defense system and their immune system is really low and crappy.
What do you do if you're in a relationship and your loved one is sick?
Oh, this is a great question. If I'm in a relationship and my loved one is sick, I will sleep with them because I love them. But, by the way,
yeah,
sometimes I'll be with somebody and they know that I get sick really easily, and if they're feeling really bad, they're like, oh, you know what? I'm real sick. Why don't we wait a day or so?
Oh, so they're so nice to you that they don't even want you to know.
Those are
them.
The ones you got to keep.
Yeah.
The people that are like, oh, you know what? Or it's just that, you know what it is? If I'm filming something, that's when it matters. If I'm not filming something, I get sick. Who cares? I've also gone, there have been times where I like have been in a meeting or something and the other person's really sick and I'll always shake their hands or whatever, and I'll be in a room with them for like a bunch of hours and I'll know that I'm going to get sick in the next like day and a half after that.
And do you?
Yes, many times, but I'll just come to terms with it. I like be like, you know what? I have to take this meeting anyway. It's worth it. I'll get sick for 4 days or something like that.
So you really can't trace it that early. You know, like from the moment zero that you're going to get sick, that you're getting sick.
No, I can tell. Usually what happens is I get a sore throat really quick, or my nose starts running really, really quick.
Yeah, that's how mine started. I felt like a dryness sensation.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
So what's your routine? Like you start feeling sick, then what?
We should get into this. Well, yeah. First of all, when I was acting in something and I was writing something at the same time and I was just like draining myself and I ended up getting a little bit sick and I didn't want to go to the doctor and I took a bunch of vitamins and that didn't really work. And then I got like my head was just pounding and I ended up getting strep pneumonia for months.
Strep
pneumonia, and it was stuck in my
two
sinuses.
Two different diseases in one.
It was stuck in my sinuses, so it was impossible to get to it. So,
oh
like,
my god!
I had to go on three different types of antibiotics, and like, I didn't go to the doctor for so long that it got worse and worse.
Is that the nerdiest thing about you? That you get?
No, look in the corner of the room. Look what I have in the corner of the room. That's pretty nerdy. Look what? Over here.
Sorry, I'm not facing you, so I can't.
It's a what backpack that looks like Yoda. That's pretty nerdy.
That's pretty nerdy. But strep pneumonia, that's pretty...
It was really bad. I had to... And they told me that I should get deviated septum surgery because I couldn't like breathe out of my nose. And I was like, no way, I'm not getting that. And they're like, well, you know, it would really help you breathe in the long run to help your life. And because I was so sick and I was pounding so much, I really started thinking about it. Like, maybe I should get the surgery. And then after probably 4 months, I think it's... the closest to like depressed, really depressed that I've gotten.
Didn't you get strep depression?
Is there a thing like that?
No, I'm just combining word diseases. Your diseases get diseases.
No, but you watch McCall. I wake up every day and every day would not feel better for months.
Yeah.
It was, and then I was filming a movie for half of it and I was just like, it was just so much. It was so much to do. Like when it starts that feeling of like you're just never going to get better, and you start believing that you're just never going to get better.
And then I come over with a cold, and I'm like, "Hey, let's record."
No, that's stupid of me. I got sick. I must have gotten one of those strep, and then I didn't treat it, and then it turned into something worse. And then they had to take. I'm going to use the wrong term. Not EKGs. What's it called when? Or maybe it's an EKG when they do something.
The heart monitor.
Yeah, lungs and heart.
Yeah.
Because it was going to turn into full-blown pneumonia, and it was going to be dangerous for me to... Yeah, it was like...
You almost died.
No, I did almost die.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm Ben. You haven't even said who I am.
All right. So this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir. Jake's not here. Jake, we finally, after a year of doing podcasts, mistimed how many episodes we needed when one of us is away from the other. And I realized today, shit, we don't have an episode for Monday.
You text me?
I texted you at noon. Today's Thursday, so I texted you at noon.
And then what time are we recording?
3:55.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's a great... That's a solid turnaround.
Yeah, that's really good.
We appreciate it. Otherwise, it would just be me alone in a room trying to solve people's dilemmas. You've done the show before, but we've never done a show without me and Jake.
So is that true?
This is the first.
By the way, remember when we were all having fun at your apartment, and one time we all tried to do... There's a bunch of people in your apartment here.
Oh yeah,
and we all tried to get together, and I was like, should we do a podcast? Because everybody there and a lot of really funny people were there.
Yeah,
and we almost pulled it off, but then the microphones didn't work.
Yeah, that's why I bought these new microphones.
Because of that day?
It was the greatest podcast that never was.
It was me,
you, yeah, me, and I think that's it.
I think that was it. Remember being like, this was gonna be the greatest podcast of all time.
So it's never doing it now.
Yeah.
So you've been on the show before, you know how it works. People email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. They got dilemmas and we do our best to give them advice.
My question is, Jake usually plays himself, which is the douchebag. So my question is,
that's his actual
I know
persona.
That's himself. So I'm saying, yeah. Like, do you become that character now?
Oh, like instead of you? So should I shift over to the more like spiritual?
Well,
liberal,
I don't want you to change
guy?
Who you are. I just want you to believe in yourself.
Well, let's get to the first question. We'll see what answers we have.
Well, let's not. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
instead?
Absolutely.
Is that fine?
Yeah, let's do it. Can I look at you?
No.
Can I look at you yet?
Absolutely not.
I'm doing this entire fucking show staring at a white wall.
I don't want you. What we are, we're in. I have a back room in my apartment that I store a lot of stuff in. That's where we are right now.
We're back to back.
Is there anything in here you want
other.
To ask a question about? You can ask a question about one item in this because there's a lot of weird things in here. It's not like packed. It's just a tiny room with some stuff on the ground.
Yeah.
One item.
What's that ceramic butler?
Amazing question. There's in the corner of one of my desk, the desk.
Oh, wait, never mind. That highlighter. What's the highlighter?
Great question.
Even more
intriguing.
On the
intriguing. Movie Star Wars, the highlighter I bought in a pack at CVS.
No, the actual ceramic butler.
The
guy.
Butler.
Yeah.
Is I did a TV show called Undercovers, and we found out we were going to get canceled. Me and the creator went to one of the sets, and one of the sets was like this big kitchen set. And I said, I want to steal one thing. I tried to take one prop from each thing. And he's like, yeah, his name is Josh Reams. He created it with J.J. Abrams. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to grab one thing. And I found that ceramic butler because it had to be small enough for me to sneak out with anybody knowing. So I grabbed it and I took it. And I was like, I'm going to take this. Is that cool? And he goes, yeah, we're canceled. And I was like,
nothing matters, especially this.
It's pretty crappy. Like, he worked so hard on it. He worked on it for years and then it got picked up and then it got made and then it got canceled.
Do you do that with all your sets? You steal something?
I usually ask, so that one I asked him. Yeah, name us something. I probably have something from him.
Well, I can't, like, so for example, what is this Entertainment 720 mousepad from? Like, what could that possibly be?
There's an Entertainment 720 mousepad from The Other Guys, that movie I did called The Other Guys. is the most props I got on any day, because there was a whole, we did in this Parks and Rec, I play this character named John Ralphio, and me and Aziz's character started this whole company called Entertainment 720. So for an episode or two, we had our own business, and everything had Entertainment 720 on it. And I went to the props guy. I was like, and then the business folds in like the same episode. So I was like, can I have some of this stuff? And he goes, we will make you a bag. And I got the funniest bag. I have it. It's all throughout my apartment. Like,
I bet people would love that shit, that 720 swag.
I don't think anybody really cares about it.
Huge Parks and Rec fans would pay top dollar for this autographed Entertainment 720 mouse pad going up online.
No. It's not going up online. What are you talking about?
All right.
You can't see my face. If you could see my face, you know it's not going up online.
All right. You know what? Let me get to the first question because it's actually about showbiz.
Before that, let me ask you a couple things.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you always wear ankle socks whenever you wear sneakers or no?
I've been trying to wear no-show socks.
What is no-show?
So People, you might, I don't know if you know me well enough to know that I know you
pretty well. Wait, let's strip it down.
Okay.
Would you say that I know you very, very well, or just kind of well?
I would say you know me like 7 out of 10. Like, not as good as my closest friends, but more than an acquaintance.
Right, I would agree with that as well, for you and I. I feel like you know me very well, you know, not as much as my best friends in New York or whatever, but you know me very well. We've spent quite a bit of time since you moved here.
Like, I feel like your sock game is mostly white athletic socks.
That's exactly correct.
But do you know, like, what my sock game usually is?
I feel like your sock game is long socks, no?
Yeah, I've been into, like, happy socks, nice laundry socks, like, colorful, bright, kind of fancier dress socks.
And you throw on an American Apparel t-shirt underneath, usually.
Yeah, V-neck.
You throw on a V-neck, and then you'll wear shorts. Are you wearing shorts today? You'll wear shorts. I'm wearing shorts.
So when I wear shorts, I guess the quote-unquote cool thing to do with shorts, socks-wise, is to...
socks, right?
Yeah, no socks, or socks that are so short you can't see them. So there's these socks that Jake actually told me about. Rest in peace, he's dead. that's how we tell people. Socks called,
and also in that half sentence,
within a sock story, socks that only go up a little bit up your foot so that it looks like you're barefoot.
Yeah, but then so I have those as well. But when I walk, they then go under. They then, like, as I walk, they slide down and they go underneath my foot, and I hate it, so I stop wearing them.
Oh, so then you can go a little bit higher than that, which is the ankle socks that I'm wearing.
These are the ones.
But I don't wear those with jeans. You're wearing them with jeans right now, right?
What do you wear with jeans? Long dressy socks?
Yeah, long dressier socks.
Long dressy socks, dressy socks. Okay, I guess we'll cut that part. Keep going.
I don't cut any part. Question?
Yeah, do you mind if I ask you a question?
No. I feel like we haven't even gotten to one of the questions.
Let me ask you a couple questions.
Yeah, sure.
Do you feel like since you moved to LA, now you're more comfortable here than New York, or no?
Yeah. Well, it's by default a more comfortable city.
Oh, because you lived here, huh?
Yeah, well, I grew up here, and then also just weather-wise, it's very comfortable.
It's so wonderful.
When I go back to New York now, it's like an obstacle course. Everything is painful and difficult.
Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe I was ever used to that.
Well, I can't believe it's not butter.
Really?
Yeah.
You see, because I can totally get that.
Really? Because when I eat it, I'm like, this could not be.
But it's a city. It's a city. It's not butter. So it's very
believable. I'm so sorry. You're right. You're right. That was stupid. That made no sense. I'm sorry about that.
But everything is either too hot, too cold, too crowded, very uncomfortable. Everybody's very tough there in a good way because they have to survive.
Well, you were one of those people.
I know, I was.
I was one of those people for my whole life.
And now I can't do it.
Yeah, I guess. I guess every day is a gift.
How's that?
Huh?
How's the every day a gift?
Okay, let's get to that question.
Yeah, yeah.
Before we hit that question,
do
you mind if I ask you a couple things?
Oh, no, absolutely. Let's do this.
Do you feel...
Yeah.
Well, okay, I have a question. When we do short films and you do it without Jake,
yeah.
does that feel weird for you? Is there backlash when we do a contest video?
No, I don't think there's a backlash. It's just exercising a different muscle. It's
do
fun
you
to
feel
place.
Like you, when you say exercising a different muscle, do you feel like... Do you act differently? Is your process different when it's you and I writing something as opposed to you and Jake?
Yeah. Well,
how so?
Well, the Jake and Amir videos were sort of tied to these characters. So I'm not usually the straight man. In our videos, I get to kind of be the straight man, which is more fun.
We're both crazy in those videos. What are you talking about?
Well, the last one, I thought I was kind of just like...
Oh, the last one was the first time I think you were a total straight man.
Yeah, very dry.
And by the way, I thought you played that awesome.
Thanks, dude.
Oh, but when we do our contest videos, we're both... insane people.
Yeah, we're both like very dry. We're not actually crazy.
Yeah.
We don't like talk in a weird way. We just say,
I agree.
Speak very matter of factly about weird, stupid things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's fun to do too.
Someone asked me this before in an interview. I'm going to ask you it.
Yeah.
If you were doing a live College Humor sketch and you could
that's
have
what
any,
they asked you? This guy in
no,
an interview?
No, they asked me.
Asked you if you were in a live College Humor
they
sketch.
They said improv for my improv.
Yeah.
But for let's say you're doing your College Humor live thing or you're doing a Jake and Amir and you could have one guest person that is dead. Who would you pick?
A guest to be on our show?
Like you write a sketch for this guy or girl to do.
Oh, to be on in the web series.
Or no, I think to be live on stage. Or you know what? Let's make it the web series just because there's been so many. Who would you... Or by the way, how about this? One living, one dead. The dream, the apex of both. That if you got this, there would be no one above this person.
Oh, shit.
Tough question, right?
Yeah. Way to put me on the spot. Well, dead would probably be Moses, right? Because obviously.
Which Moses?
Moses Malone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
he
played for the Sixers.
Yeah, he sure did. Good basketball player.
I don't even think he's
even
dead.
Even better lover. Well, he's with Jake now.
I would probably just choose someone that I'd want to meet. Like, I'd want to meet a comedian so that I'd have to, like I would choose Larry David because then I'd get to meet Larry David.
Is that your favorite guy in the world?
He would be one of my favorite people to meet. Oh, okay, Woody Allen, because he's almost dead.
He's not almost dead.
He's an old guy.
You're an old guy.
I'd like to meet Woody Allen.
I would like to meet Woody Allen also.
I heard Where did he's... we land on the whole child molester thing? Because I got a pretty cool painting of him that I feel bad putting up now.
That's like, are you allowed to like a Chris Brown song anymore?
Yeah. Can I like put up this sculpture of Jerry Sandusky or is that a huge no-no? By the way, thank you for that sculpture.
Dude, of course.
Yeah, you stole it off the set of, what was that movie that you were in?
Sandusky.
Yeah.
It was about the maid to Jerry Sandusky who used to dust everything in his house. You call himself Jerry Sandusky. My God, by the way. God, so many. I did a podcast once where I was playing Roald Dahl, and I found out he was a huge anti-Semite.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so hard to hear, and also harder to realize that it was being recorded for the world to hear me react to me finding out that one of my heroes would have hated me in real life.
Yeah.
Would have not even talked to me in real life.
I saw this book, this child's book. It was like, who was Roald Dahl? And it was like a cartoon picture of him. Like, I'm pretty sure this guy hated Jews. It's kind of weird to make this like a cute little friendly kid cartoon book.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, that's a little.
And then am I allowed to still enjoy his work? Oh, I just bought two Shel Silverstein books I used to read when I was very, very young.
He was also a raging anti-dentite.
Oh, anti-dentite. Yeah, he hated people that were dentists?
Yeah.
Oh, God. For a second, I thought you were going to say anti-Semite.
No. He was Jewish.
No. Everybody wants to say no.
I want to see you be brave.
I want to see you behave. What? Do not look at me. Turn around. He was starting to turn around because we were like starting to get along. Listen how much he's coughing. Nobody will be upset with my decision. You've been coughing the whole time. We're in my apartment. This was the worst idea that you've ever had.
To me, I've been really sick for the last 2 days. This is like the first day I'm starting to feel like myself again. Like I wouldn't have even been able to like get out of my bed for the last 3 days. So like, the fact that I'm here, I feel
if
like
you get me sick.
I'm like happy. I'm like singing on the freeway on the way over here. And then I come in here. I'm like, hey, what's up, dude? And you go, you are so sick. Don't touch anything. Don't touch me.
You are just so sick.
You're disgusting.
Your voice is like, it's your throat can't even get the vocal cords out. And then you try to send it through your nose.
Yeah.
And your nose is just a fucking cavern of disgusting.
When you opened the door, all you saw was me as a giant germ, like a Far Side comic.
like a giant Bugs protozoa. Bunny when he sees like a big chicken and he's hungry. Everybody becomes like a big turkey that he's going to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a basted, ready-to-go turkey. Did you watch cartoons when you were a kid?
Yeah, of course.
Which cartoons did you love?
Like even before Simpsons?
Yeah. That's to an adult. I'm talking about young Warner Brothers or
Animaniacs.
Yeah, before that.
Tiny Toons?
It's the same era.
DuckTales? How young do you want me to be?
Like when you were watching cartoon as a kid.
Tom and Jerry?
Okay, yeah. Did you watch
before that?
Popeye?
Steamboat Willie? Before that.
Oh, God, I didn't
Felix
mean...
the Cat?
Before that.
Oh. Jesus Christ. Just Bazooka Joe comics? Before that.
Before that. Gum, I guess?
Wall art on a cave and 36,000...
Before that.
No, that was the first fucking living record of art.
No, it wasn't, man. If you look at the stars, I guess that's God's artistry.
I guess the stars then.
Man, when that horn section comes in on that Ariana Grande song, I really get into it.
How so?
Well, I just it was on the car. I was listening to the radio and then when I hear that, I'm just ready to go.
You know that's played when Iggy Azalea put a trumpet in her pussy. That's her that's her queefing.
Now you know when I say everyday gift what that means. Oh, God. Amir.
I'm sorry, dude. I have a phlegmy laugh. I'm
second this is done, you are to jump out the window.
You are to.
I'm leaving for a bunch of days, and if you get me sick from turn around, you better God. I'll take a picture of what this looks like so you can send it out.
I feel like I'm being held hostage.
You know, I feel like I'm being held hostage.
By some sort of comedy policeman. I can't even look at you, dude. How are we supposed to develop some sort of rhythm, a chemistry?
All right, you can turn around now just so I can take this picture.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I'll send that to you.
Dare we get to a question.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Did you have action figures when you were a kid that you collected?
No, I didn't.
No? You didn't like collect X-Men or like and none of those you didn't have action figures? Action figures were so He-Man?
I don't know.
Transformers?
You know, my older brothers did. They had Transformers a bunch and Cars.
Cars is a movie that just came out.
Yeah, yeah. They had Cars 2, actually, on DVD.
What about trading cards?
Basketball cards, I guess.
Yeah, so did I. Would you get little tops, a little Fleer?
Did you have the fucking binder so you can collect every player on every team?
Oh, my God,
you
know I had a binder.
So you have like a weird encyclopedic knowledge of NBA players from like 1991?
Their numbers. I loved it.
Do you know what Doc Rivers' real name is?
Glenn.
Wow, that was fast. That was good.
Literally from the cards. Keep going. Let's see what else I know. What's Muggsy Bogues' real name?
Tyrone.
Correct. Now you give me one. Let's go until we mess one up.
Is Blue Edwards his real name?
I don't. Do you know the answer to that?
I don't.
Oh, so we can't.
Oh, Spud Webb.
Spud Webb. Oh wow. Hold up. Marcus?
No.
What is it?
Anthony.
Anthony. Why do they call him Spud? Because he's like a little tiny potato.
That is the most racist thing you've ever said.
What are you talking? He's tiny. And Spud means potato. That's not racist at all.
I know, I was just joking.
Why do they call him Spud Webb?
Because he smelled like a fucking potato.
That sounds oddly racist, although it's not. Wait, what else? Who else is there?
I mean,
like the number of everybody. The number of everybody.
Oh, like jersey numbers?
Yeah. Mark Price?
3?
25.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say Patrick Ewing, but you were a Knicks fan, so that's
33.
Cheating. Drexler?
22.
Nice.
What's Clyde Drexler's real name?
No. Walt Clyde Frazier Drexler III.
No.
Really?
It's Mokhshdif.
Mahmoud Abdul-Raouf.
His real name was
Frant
Leaps.
Was it, what was it?
Frant Leaps.
Frant Leaps?
F-R-A-N-T-L-E-E-P-S.
And that was his first name?
Yeah.
And his last name was?
Drexler.
Drexler, yeah. Frant Leaps Drexler. That makes sense. All out of the vagina.
I can't. From Iggy Azalea?
Yeah, Iggy. I-G-G-Y. That's actually why her name's in bold.
I like that song.
Yeah. It's good.
There's a couple of good Iggy songs.
It's catchy.
I remember when T.I. was working on House of Lies, he talked about how he had a record label, and he's like, yeah, I signed this girl from Australia. And he's like, he told me her name, and I was like, who? And she said name again. I was like, oh, I don't know her. And then like 3 months later, she's the biggest artist in the world.
Yeah, just because of Fancy. What would you say? Would you say Fancy is the song of the summer?
Honestly, I'd probably say the song of the summer is "Give Me a Beef Bowl and Eat By Choy." I wanna get lost in your sausage soy and drift away.
That's the song of the summer.
What was your verse?
Give me a burger. No.
And Dover's. No.
Give me some leeks, koi, and Dover's sole. I wanna eat lox on my sushi roll and eat all day. I want to eat all day.
Give me some. Dude, that was the worst. I think. Oh my God. Today I was with somebody I'm not famous at all. Someone was far more famous than I am. Far more famous.
I would love.
Not
love,
gonna say who
love
it is. Not
to
gonna
know
say
who
it is. It doesn't matter who it is. But just. Wait, and so, I could tell that the person was probably coming up to me to try to somehow get to the person I was with.
Oh, because he was like a huge Jonah Hill fan?
It
wasn't Jonah Hill, but a Jonah Hill type. It was you and Seth Rogen.
They come up to me. Oh, you're going to love this.
Yeah, yeah.
They come up to me and they go, love you and Jake and Amir, man.
Wow.
Love you and Jake and Amir. I go, oh, thanks, man. That's so kind of you. I'm Ben. And they say their name. And then they turn to the other person and they go, think you're great too. It's like talking to the uglier friend to talk to the hot girl.
Yeah, it's part of the game.
Yeah, it's like, gotta be nice to this ugly piece of shit so I can talk to the beautiful person.
So did the famous person, let's say Mark Ruffalo.
The famous person knew what Jake and Amir was.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yep.
He really did?
You don't know if it's a he.
Oh, very nice.
But the person did. I said, they go, "Is yeah. They asked, what do people recognize you from usually? And I say, Parks and Rec. I don't get a lot of people coming up and saying Jake and Amir. But then I said, if the people are young, they actually do say Jake and Amir quite a bit. I've gotten that probably more consistently throughout my life because we've been doing those short films for how many? Probably 10 or 8 years?
15?
Eight. You haven't been doing it 15 years.
15 years? How old are you? 40?
32?
So yeah, since Wait, 7 years.
You think I'm 40?
Aren't you?
No.
Anybody 32. Older than me is probably 40.
Wait, well, how long have you been doing Jerkin' and Merpsh?
Since 2007.
Wow, so 17 years ago.
Yeah. The math adds up.
Oh, wait, I was doing a bit. It really is 17 years ago. I was doing a bit for real. Oh, so...
What are you talking about, 17 years?
So, like, it's been 27 years?
No, it's been 37 years, because we started in 77, and it's 2014.
Anybody wants a zappy? I want a zappy. I want bloop, bloop, bloop.
I'm going to have to stop you right there, because we don't have the rights to that song.
No, but
and
I didn't sing the words.
You're singing it so accurately. Head in the clouds and your face on my shoulders.
Oh, you know the song.
Yeah.
Let's get Ariana Grande to at us, at Jake and Amir.
That would be a good person to be on the show, too, if we were doing...
She seems very young in that music video.
How old is she?
I don't know. By the way, I knew of her, but not really, and then I saw her at... was it the MTV Music Awards?
The MTV Music Awards, yeah.
Something. It was something, and I'd never seen her perform before, and she played that song... with Iggy Azalea, and I thought it was awesome, and I was like, oh my god, that was good.
Here's a cool fact. Ariana Grande, guess what her real name is?
Oh, I can't wait for this. Can I guess for real? Ashley Green.
Ariana Grande - Butera. Pretty close.
Butera, so does that mean...
Her name, her parents were like Grande, and one was Butera, so her name is Ariana Grande Butera. But funny. That's like one of those people, like they're already named perfect.
How old is she? If you're looking at that, I'm going to guess 20 years old.
She's 21.
21. When's
born
your birthday?
In 1993.
1993, Jesus.
You remember
my dad
that.
Used to say whenever he meets somebody really young, he goes, I have shoes older than you. He would say that a lot.
And
or I take dumps bigger than you if it's like a baby.
Yeah. He was like a curmudgeonly cop, right?
He was a cop right on the beat.
Yeah.
He was a cop on the beat.
Dennis Scott, what number did he wear?
3.
That's very good.
Give me one more. Go. You want to name that whole Orlando Magic team?
You want to go person for person, see who fails at naming someone first?
That would be tough. I'm going to start with Nick Anderson.
Okay.
And what number is Nick Anderson?
25.
Correct.
Nick Anderson. Can I say Dennis Scott, or is that already taken?
We've already done it. And nobody that we've already talked about.
Shaquille O'Neal. What number?
32.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Anderson's... wasn't Horace Grant on the Orlando Magic?
He was.
Orlando Magic. I'm assuming he kept his old number of 54?
Oh, that's a great question.
Okay, your turn.
Are we talking about the Brian Shaw years of the Shawshank Redemption?
I don't know if we are, by the way. Did he follow him from Orlando to Los Angeles? This is going to be so boring for your listeners.
This Let's podcast is now for one.
Let's
yeah,
change it.
We have to. Wait, do the trumpet. That's the transition. Here's a question for you.
I got a question for you real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see if we can do it. How much time is on this thing? Oh, my God. We could easily get through this whole thing without ever answering a question.
Yeah, well, my question is...
Well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Wait, would you be upset if we didn't answer any questions?
No, I don't think so. But hold on 1 second. I have to clear my throat.
Oh, God.
Trumpet sounds until I get back.
Do you have to take a shit? Oh, God.
Can I do it in your sink?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just don't touch anything. Oh, my God. You're so sick.
Keep talking.
Is this recording?
Yeah.
Can you, when you... Okay, so Amir right now is going into my bathroom, using my sink, and coughing up yellow and red liquid so he could talk better. Can you not use my towels when you dry your hands? Oh, he might be throwing up. Just something disgusting is happening in my bathroom, guys. I'm going to take you through it. Sounds like he's shitting into the toilet right now. No, into the sink. It sounds like he's listening to Ariana Grande, doing a little yoga routine. And he's back. How'd that feel?
Good. It always feels good to cough something up.
The best.
Because it's no longer in you.
The best. Turn around.
Yeah.
Just the best. I can tell you, when every time I get sick, it just turns a different color. Everything gets terrible. I get infected very quickly.
Do you notice that the color of your mucus changes from white to green as the longer your sickness is?
Yes, but it doesn't turn to green. It turns to brown usually.
Really?
Yeah, I get brown and like stuff like that.
Wow. Spud colored.
Spud web.
When I was setting up, I was like, hold on, I need 10 more minutes, 15 more minutes. I just need to find questions. And you're like, yeah, absolutely. Was your goal the entire time to never actually have me answer or
the
ask
second,
you any
the
of these
first
questions?
Time you said, I'm going to ask you a question, and I interrupted you.
Yeah.
And you quickly said, yeah, go. Then I was like, oh, you know what? I bet I can do this where you'll never have a chance to ask a question. But I also remember that the other time I did the podcast, either you told me or Jake told me that people were pissed we didn't get to the amount of questions that we were just talking about. We were just talking nonsense all the time, and people were upset we didn't get to the actual stuff.
I don't know if people were upset. I mean, anytime you do something.
So let's answer one.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Let's answer one. Go.
Okay. Do you want it to be about animals, show business, or nipples?
We're supposed to give real answers, right? Not jokey ones?
Yep.
Let's do show business.
Show business.
There's no business like...
Hey guys, I have an issue. Wait, who wrote this? Fake name.
Oh, this is from Chalk. That's spelled chalk, but called Chalk.
Yeah, spelled like chalk is spelled, but pronounced
chalk,
like chalk.
Cottoned. Cotton with a D. Chalk Cottoned.
Cotton Fitzsimmons.
Oh, is that really what his name is?
No.
Oh.
That was the coach of the Phoenix Suns in the early 90s. All right, ready?
Name two other Phoenix Suns players. Kevin Johnson, Tom Chambers.
Tim Kempton.
That's not a real person.
Mark Long.
No, you're making up people.
Okay. Dan Marley. All right, here we go. Ready? I have an issue. Basically.
All right, I have an answer for this person.
Already. Wow.
Push through it.
Push through it.
Okay.
I couldn't agree
less.
Less is more. All right, ready?
Yeah.
I have an issue. He writes. Wait, what is his name? Chalk?
Chalk Cottoned.
Chalk Cottoned writes, hey guys, I have an issue. Basically, I'm about to come to a major turning point of my life. I'm Canadian, living in London, age 24.
Let me stop you right there. I've been in Canada for the past month. For 30 days, I was in Montreal, and I'm going back in 10 days.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why I don't want to get sick. So is? I know about Canada.
Okay.
So, I know. I get it. I know about Montreal. Not Canada, but Montreal.
Okay.
Continue.
All right. Continue. I have two choices, he writes.
Let me stop you.
Okay.
In life, you have a lot of choices. Okay? It doesn't always have to be about two things. It's not always about what right or what
wrong
is.
Sorry. I have to stop you right there. I really think I got to get through the whole thing because I feel like if you stop me after every sentence fragment, actually, we'll never get to the end of the question.
Let me stop you there.
Yeah.
I go.
All right.
45 minutes or we can go longer?
We can go as long as you want, baby boy.
But usually 45 minutes?
Yeah. I have an issue. That is a firm, firm number. I have an issue. Basically. should I even do this?
Yeah. I want to hear it.
All right. I have an issue. Basically, I'm about to come to a major turning point in my life. I'm Canadian, living in London, age 24. And I have two choices. I can go to Oxford, for which I got a late acceptance, of which I have always dreamed, for a graduate degree in policy analysis. Or I can move to LA and become a screenwriter, which is what I love. I'm a competent writer. I've been employed for the last 18 months or so and paid an exorbitant wage to write textbooks in political economy.
No need to brag.
A friend of my flatmates just came through to stay with us. This is the gong.
All right, keep going.
Mercy. A friend of my flatmates just came through to insane. You know, it'd be amazing if we weren't friends. This would be the most disrespectful thing you could ever do. You borderline would have ruined the show.
Why?
If this was like a favor to you, if to have you on the show. And then you just did this?
No, come on. I'll be respectful.
I'll be respectful.
I'm sorry. Go.
I know it's coming and it's still
It's not. Come on. I'm trying to class you up. And by the way, I'm going to wait more than a second. It won't be funny if I do it immediately. So I have to wait for a good time. There you go.
A friend of...
Why is this song in my head? I'm a 32-year-old male.
That song's actually playing out of your head. You're not even holding a phone up to the microphone.
Herman's
you just
head.
You tilted your ear towards the microphone, and that came out.
The problem is, the funniest part is the trumpets. And it's too hard to try to find the trumpets in each part of the song. It just, you know.
Yeah.
These are high-class problems.
High-class problems without you.
That's a funny Weird Al thing.
High-class problems without you.
Go. Okay.
All right.
So this person wants to go to Oxford.
Or he wants to become a writer. A little more information.
This is my question.
Wait. Let me get to the end of it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Obviously. Yeah, okay. Oh, my God. Iggy yourself. I can't believe she's on the show. A friend of my flatmates just came through to stay with us, not much older than I am, and he dropped the bomb that he's been hired to write Rambo 5 with his writing partner.
That's amazing!
My lease in London is up in early September. I've saved up about $30,000. If I go to Oxford, it vanishes. If I go to L.A., I have no ins in the industry, no formal education in writing.
You have a guy that's writing the next Rambo movie.
So do I go to the best university in the world for a subject I find really interesting, or do I go to what I think will make me happy? Love, Chalk Content.
Okay, well, I have questions that I'm going
to
ask you.
All right, I'll try to answer them as best as I can.
Okay, no, and the answers are probably within that document. That's why I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
So one of my questions is, he described it as, should I do something that I love? Right? Didn't he say the first thing is something that he loves?
Yes.
Or what was the other one?
Or do I do what I think might make me happy?
But is it...
You're interrupting yourself.
So how is something that you love not something that makes you happy?
Sorry, he said, do I go to the best university in the world for a subject I find really interesting, or do I do what I think might
no,
make me happy?
No, but there's a piece of it at the beginning that he said he loved the first thing.
He
does, right?
Or I can move to LA to become a screenwriter, which is what I love. So he loves writing.
Okay.
He loves writing. He's good at learning shit.
Well, this is what I would say. Well, when many people, I don't know if this will correlate perfectly, but I feel like in this podcast, this might help. Many people, and they'll come to you as well, I'm assuming, but will ask when they come out of college, just like both what you and I did, and it's very scary to say you want to do comedy, you want to be an actor, you want to write. They'll ask, what's the best method to do it? What would you do? The way that I described it is that I gave myself a couple years after graduating college to try, because it's impossible. It's impossible to do this. It's so impossible. It's impossible to make money and stuff like that. So I gave myself a 1 to 2 year window of, I'm going to try this. I'm 21 years old. I'm going to go for it and see what happens. And if I fail, I fail. I know that I tried, but I'm going to go for it totally. I'm going to immerse myself in this world. I'm going to try my hardest. So I would say, if you really want to, if it's something that you're passionate about, go for it and try for it. But I would say this also, if you have a job that you actually really like, it sounds like he likes his other job, or he likes the idea of going to Oxford and stuff like that. What's stopping you from going to Oxford and writing at the same time? Like, why can't you develop your script? You would have to just power through, and instead of drinking 24/7, you know, after you're done with your classes, write, create. You can create and create all your stuff while you're getting an education. That education will probably only help you be a better writer. So I don't know if it's possible to do both, do it. But I will say, if you're wondering when is the right time to take a chance, the earlier the better is what I would say. Yeah, I mean, by the way, your time is never up. You can be a father of 50 and, you know what I mean, and start writing and stuff like that. A father of 50 kids.
50 children for the same wife.
A father that is 50 and still do it and stuff like that. But for me, when I was younger, I had the same similar choice of, am I going to do this job or am I going to try to do this and fail for a very long time? It's a very scary thing you're going into. The only way to succeed is to fail for a very long time. Or in my case, at least, not a very long time, but you really have to try hard. But wouldn't you say? What would you say, Mira? You're a very unique case, though, because you got a job in what you love the second you graduated college.
Yeah, I was fortunate in that regard. But a lot of people who do end up succeeding are the ones that take the risk. And you're right. It really does happen earlier rather than later.
But not to say stoppings. If someone's listening to this and they're like, oh, shit, I'm 35. Fuck that. Anybody. It's just a matter of you have to really go for it. And this is an interesting thing because some people ask, like, if they're doing it for a long time, this is a question for you, Amir. I would never have the balls to tell someone, all right, that's it. You shouldn't follow your dream. What a terrible, like.
Well, this sort of came up.
So what do you do if someone.
Yeah, what if they're not good? What if someone's bad at their dream? Isn't the wise advice to not go for it? Not saying that this guy, but I'm saying it.
And by the way, not to say that you and I are very good at what we do. But
yeah, not to say. We're also not saying, like, we're not saying anything in Hebrew.
But
like,
this is all,
yeah.
What does that mean?
We're not saying anything in Hebrew.
I don't know what that means.
We're speaking in English.
Right, of course.
Right. Of course. It goes without saying. I didn't even have to mention that fact.
My question.
Yeah.
Are you allowed, like, what would you do? Let's say, or I'm sure there's an example in your life that you've had to do this where you're like, this person's been doing this for 10 years. They probably don't have what it takes. How do you handle it?
How do you pull the cord?
Or what do you do? What would you say to him, Amir? Would you tell him or no?
If it's a good friend of mine, I would say, like, maybe you should start. I mean, life sort of forces you to stop following your dreams at a certain point.
Ooh, that's a really scary sentence.
Like, at the end of the day, you need money to live. So if you don't have money, you're going to have to take a shitty job.
But also there's a way for people. Well, this is a different thing. If it's your passion and your love, like improv, even if I didn't have any success in whatever, I would want to do improv for the rest of my life.
Yeah, but you would still need a job.
That's what I'm saying, though. But I would probably not be making a ton of money.
You'd work at like a shoe store and do improv.
I did work at a sneaker store for 2 years, but it's like, I'd still want to do it no matter what. So I think those people who still have a huge passion and love for it, they'll continue doing it if it makes them happy. They'll keep going to UCB and performing. Like that's what I do now, and that's what I would have done no matter what.
Yeah.
But
I'm usually pretty risk averse, but this guy, one, has a lot of ins, two, has $30,000, three is 24, four.
But it doesn't sound like he says he loves it, but he says he likes the other thing too. It's such a, it's like, it's usually, if you really are totally into it, it's like, this is what I'm going to do. There's not even this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Like, this is all I want to do. This is all that I ever want. Not ever, by the way. This wasn't even a choice. This is like being an astronaut. Like, it's not even a thing that is on the list of things when I went to school in Riverdale or Edgemont or when I went to school in Union College. It's like, it wasn't even a thing that you think about. It's not an option. It's not a choice that you can tick off of, this is what I want to be. I want to be a comedian or an actor. So for me, it wasn't a real thing. It wasn't like I've been dreaming about this my whole life because the dream was too big to even think of. It's like walking on the moon to me.
So now that you're here, are you happy at all?
No.
Yeah, you're sort of over it.
No. I'm very, very happy. I'm very pleased. But I'm ecstatic. You know, you get to work with people that you love and look up to, but there's that moment of you always want to try to get better at what you do. You're always trying to try to widen your grasp on whatever. And so, and keep growing, because the more you grow, the more you get closer to getting those projects that you really want to do. Like, how cool would it be to be in a Coen Brothers movie or to act with Bill Murray? You know what I mean? Like, all those things would be so incredible.
Right. There's always more to attain.
Yeah. Or do anything that Steven Spielberg directs or Spike Jonze. I would do anything to be in a Spike Jonze movie. After I saw Her, I was like, I loved it. So it's like there's always something bigger. Another question that I always, me and Paul F. Tompkins had this conversation, and one of his things is, when is it enough? Like, what are we chasing? Like, Amir, when are you going to be satisfied? Is it monetary? Is it what is it that you are, is there a stop point? Or
yeah, not? $1 million.
And once you make $1 million, you're done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm satisfied. I'm happy.
And then what would you do with the rest of your life?
I would just spend it, be happy, sort of chill out and, like, just generally smile and enjoy the world because I've won the game of life.
$1 million, and how long will that $1 million last you?
I don't know, maybe 2-3 years before I...
And then what would you do?
I'd kill myself.
Why?
Because I would have no more money.
God, do you know what that sounds like to me?
I think I can guess.
Oh, it's not loading. Oh, God damn it. Well... If anything, we've really helped the sales of the song push on. This 67 million views. This is like the biggest song in the world.
You know, what if somebody told Iggy Azalea not to go for her dreams and to stay in Australia and go to high school there?
Did she not go to high school?
Yeah, I don't know. I really want to hear the song now.
I'm not going to give it to you. It's loading. It won't even let me.
That's the sad part. The one part, the one time I want it, you're not going
to
give it to me.
I'm trying to give it to you, but it's everything's not working. I mean, this is so funny. Ariana Grande, I've just learned who she is, and we've given her so many... we've talked about her so much, and we've just learned who she is. 67 million. What's the highest view count? What's the most popular Jake and Amir?
I think Gangnam Style has 1 billion views.
No,
which
Jake
is technically,
and Amir.
It's technically Jake and Amir. A Jake and Amir video.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, because it has the guy who's like the fat guy who's dancing, me, and it's got like the tall, skinny Korean guy,
no,
Jake.
Nope. That's, no.
Oh. The most popular Jake and Amir on YouTube?
Yes.
I think we had a couple of videos break 1 million.
Really?
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's amazing. Which one? What's the most popular? Chicken nuggets?
You know some stuff, but not really enough stuff.
I know. I've seen many of them, but not the older ones. I didn't
remember in NBA Inside stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Come back later for more stuff. That's what they used to say before.
Just to wrap up the Orlando Magic game we were playing. Remember Anthony Hardaway?
Of course, number one, Penny Hardaway. Yeah. I have his sneakers.
So that's another, that's a nickname plus a Magic player plus the jersey number.
Yeah.
That's what they call a callback.
It's amazing callback.
Improv.
We've already passed 45 minutes.
Oh.
But you went to the bathroom for like 2 minutes at.
Yeah, I was hawking what you would call a Luigi.
I don't call him Luigi. I call him Murios.
Do you have anything else you wanted to talk about? Anything else you wanted to mention?
Do you have to end at 45 minutes?
No, I mean, we can go as
long. I guess people
as...
would get bored, huh?
I think if people were going to be bored, they would have already stopped listening.
I want to ask you a couple questions.
This is either their least or most favorite episode.
No, this is their least favorite. Well, what did they like last time that I was on that we can do again? Is there something that they loved that we talked about or no?
I think it was just having you on it.
I got one more problem without you.
Can you talk about what you're doing in Montreal?
I'm doing a movie called The Walk. It's like if you guys have seen the documentary Man on Wire, it's going to be a movie version of that with Joseph Gordon-Levitt playing Philippe Petit, who is the guy who walked the wire between the Twin Towers in the 70s.
Does the guy who is the actual guy have like a cute little wink-wink cameo in the movie? Like Joseph Gordon-Levitt buys a pack of bubble gum from him.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not in a scene with him if he is. That'd be really fun though.
Have you met him?
I have not. Joseph had met him, but I had not met him. Oh. I know obviously Zemeckis met him. And Zemeckis is my favorite movie is Back to the Future, and he directed that. And Who Framed Roger Rabbit was a huge deal in my life, and Forrest Gump was a huge deal in my life. And he's directed all three, and he is so kind. And this is what I'm starting to learn, because I like read a lot of reports of people who work with Scorsese or who work with like other people that I really look up to, and they stay collaborative. Like Zemeckis is still collaborative. If someone has an idea for the scene, he'll listen to it. If someone has an idea how to adjust dialogue, he'll listen to it. And if he likes it, he'll change it. He'll be like, all right, cool, do that. Which I think is so smart. I think if you just are so stuck to everything, it's not, you know, to be collaborative is to like create. And he has such beautiful camera moves. Every single scene is so well planned and so beautiful, and he can make me and you talking in this room doing nothing, sitting in seats, like so beautiful somehow.
And do you have Joseph Gordon-Levitt's phone number?
Why?
I think it would be tight if you gave it to me.
What do you mean?
I think that would be a tight move.
What would you do?
I want to text Jogo.
Well, about what?
I want to just say, hey, what's up? I want to know if he like has heard of me.
What?
I want to know if Joseph Gordon-Levitt has heard of me.
Okay, you want me, do you want me to...
Can you? Like, I don't know if he's on set.
He's probably, he's probably filming. He's the lead of the movie. He's in every scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, shit. All right. Maybe his email address then.
No, I'm not going to give you any information of...
Or this, that Zemeckis dude also sounds pretty chill if he wants to be in an episode.
Pretty chill?
Yeah, Zemeckis sounds kind of like a cool cat.
You know who he is.
I feel like I can get along with him. He did the Gump movie, right?
Forrest Gump.
Gump sat alone
in a buggy marsh,
my
totally emotionless.
He'd casually remark.
Oh my god.
Sitting
go,
on a bench with his hands in his pockets. He just kept saying life was like a
box of chocolates. He's Gump. He's Gump.
He's Gump. He's not too bright.
He's Gump. He's Gump. He's Gump.
But that's all right.
Gump. Gumpa was a big celebrity.
He told JFK
that he really had to pee.
He never was too smart because his mom always told him stupid is a stupid does.
He's Gump. He's Gump.
He's Gump.
Oh, my God.
And that's all I have to say
about that. Do you know what's so funny? We probably know so many words to so many Weird Al songs that you don't even know you know all the words to until someone starts singing.
I haven't accessed that in 20 years, but it's somewhere in my brain tucked away.
Met him in a lake down in Dago by where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A soda.
I don't know that one.
I saw the little run sitting there on a log. I asked him his name and in a raspy voice he said Yoda. Y-O-D-A Yoda. What are other ones?
Do you know any Weird Al originals?
Melanie. That? What can the problem be, sweet Melanie? Why won't you go out with me? You know that one?
No.
That's a great one.
Do you know Everything You Know Is Wrong?
Sing it.
Everything you know is wrong. Up is down, buck is white, and short is long.
What album is that off of?
Everything you thought was just so important doesn't matter. I think Bad Hair Day.
He came out with a new CD. He's coming out with a new CD very soon.
Oh, yeah. July 15th. Let's give him a plug. July 15th. Mandatory fun. Weird Al Yankovic.
Do it.
Do you follow him on Instagram?
I do. He actually direct messaged me telling me he was going to leak me his new album.
What? Yeah. How do you know Weird Al?
I think we just follow each other on Twitter, and I've asked him to do Snow Pants like 10 times.
And?
I don't think he's going to do it.
Why not?
He's so kind. He's such a kind man, but I don't know him very well. I just know him through Twitter.
Is there anything you wanted to plug before you had to leave?
When does this come out? I don't have to leave.
Monday.
My meeting's at 5:30. What time's it now?
4:45.
Oh, we're getting close.
Yeah.
This comes out this Monday?
Yeah. Monday, July 14th. My brother's birthday.
This Is Where I Leave You, a movie called This Is Where I Leave You, comes out in September. What is going to come out before then? What of mine is going to come out before then? Ugh, nothing that I can talk about now. But hopefully when this comes out, you guys will know what I'm talking about. Or if not, it didn't work out. Ooh, this would be really weird.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Amir knows.
Huge news or nothing at all.
It's literally that.
That's the hard part about show business.
If there's nothing at all, then nothing happened. Nothing happened. This was a joke.
Yeah.
But if this is huge news, this is the first time I was about to talk about it but didn't.
Can you believe it?
Why does this always happen to me? What's another? God, I love that Melanie song. Or all the polkas. I remember my friend, because I was on chorus and I played basketball. And I was like friends with all the nerdy guys because I was a nerd. And I also was friends with all the sports guys because I like playing sports. I remember my sports guys never got into Weird Al, didn't care about it at all.
Yeah.
And then all the nerdy guys and I would talk about it all day. David Fernandez, let's give a shout out to David Fernandez, who we used to go to his house in the Bronx in Riverdale.
He's dead now, right?
No, he's alive. He's a doctor as a kid. He's,
oh, nice.
He's the smartest person in the world. He. We would watch every day. We'd go home from school. We would eat macaroni and cheese. We would watch the Disney Afternoon. We would listen to Weird Al. He's the person that introduced me to Offspring when they first came out. Smash that record.
Mm-hmm.
Later when I was older, but he was my best friend when I was growing up. And we used to love listening to Weird Al and watch The Simpsons and all that stuff. Oh, I wish that's how we ended the podcast.
What?
Just the silence. There's only one way we can end the podcast.
That'd be a funny podcast, is getting two people in a room and then just they don't talk for an hour, but you just assume that Ben Stiller and Don Cheadle were in a room next to microphones breathing into them.
It's just breathing?
Or you're eating a sandwich.
Oh, that's really funny. That's a really funny idea. There's obviously only one way this is going to end. So you tell me when we're wrapping up. It's been an hour.
That's pretty good for answering one fucking question.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Get out of my apartment.
Let's wrap it up. I just want to say thanks for filling in for Jake's
voice. Of course. On such short notice, by the way.
Yeah. What was the last celebrity you hung out with or person you know that's famous who we can talk about
now? Amir Blumenfeld. You're a celebrity. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
You're absolutely a celebrity.
Obviously not, because you could say my fucking name on the podcast.
When we're
if I was a real fucking big deal, it would be a hush-hush secret.
Okay. It was Sandusky.
Oh my fucking God, I knew it.
It was me, Sandusky, and Donald Sterling hanging out.
This is insane.
I got one little problem.
If you have your own questions that you want us to eventually answer on the show, please, ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
At Jake Hurwitz.
Theme songs. We're still accepting them, using them to start and close every single episode with an original theme song.
And it could be anything, right?
It can actually be a parody of that song, One Less Problem Without You. Or it could be an original. The opening was by someone named Allison McCarthy. Thanks, Allison.
Allison, great job. Do we have an outro?
You love it.
I mean, I guess I do like that song. I'm into that song now. I'm a 32-year-old male who likes that song.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, all those are facts. I'm not ashamed when I like a song.
Nor should you be.
All sorts of music. I love all of it. You got to be open to enjoying music.
I'm going to cut you off, dude. You're getting crazy. You're getting power hungry.
Hey, follow your dreams. I'm telling that guy to follow his dreams, but if you can do both at the same time, why not?
Nah.
You're fighting between something you love or something you want to do. It's like you have an embarrassment of riches. Champagne problems, baby.
Yeah.
And the last thing is one last
champagne problem. Oh, this outro theme song is by Cat and Sam. So thanks, Cat and Sam.
Thanks, Allison.
And thanks, Ben Schwartz.
Of course, guys. I want to plug one quick thing. I want to plug the contest videos.
Yeah.
That Jake and I do.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye, guys. Oh, at Rejected Jokes, my Twitter.
Holla.
They got an email from a desperate fan. Please help me out, what would you do? From New York to California, ask advice, but I gotta warn ya. Their best advice is, yo, do you? If I were you. If I were you, here's what I'd do if I were you. Hashtag dope, go seize the cheese. Let's take a break and shoot the breeze. Oh, here's what I'd do if I were you.
Wired In with Shagoon.
The game.
Yeah, how you doing this morning?
So kind to be on the show with us today. If you make a Mount Rushmore of hip-hop music, his face has got to be there. If you put NWA up there, you put Ice Cube up there, you put Snoop up there, you have to have room for the game.
Hey, I ain't never got an introduction like that. I might have to bring you on tour.
You're going to want to listen every week on podcastone.com. Download it there. podcastone.com.